Today we're going to talk a little bit about why it is important to know what the Form 8606 is and why you might have to file one with your income taxes. When you make an after-tax, i.e. a non-deductible contribution to your traditional IRA, you are putting in dollars that have already been taxed, but Uncle Sam doesn't know that. So the Form 8606 is the form that each IRA account owner in that situation would file to tell the IRS, I put so many dollars in this year that are after tax, so that years from now, when I begin to take those out as distributions, I don't have to pay taxes on those same dollars a second time. Because the Form 8606 is by, you know, Social Security number and IRA account number, if both you and your spouse make after-tax contributions, each of you needs to file that form. The other thing that's interesting to note about the 8606 is that it is a technically standalone tax return covering just that specific IRA category. And so you can file it with your normal tax return. You can also file it for multiple years if you're doing some catch-up, independent of the April 15th or filing deadline if you're on extension. It's pretty straightforward to fill out. If you have a CPA, they'll be able to help you out as well. Be advised that there are some other circumstances that may generate the need for the 8606, but the most common one is that you are above the AGI limit for making deductible IRA contributions, and so you need to tell the IRS that and take care of it. It's pretty straightforward to do. You'll be happy when you don't pay taxes a second time years from now.